We have a Vulcan and we have some breweries. This is Birmingham and we are the Bips.
Good job.
Thank you.
What the hell is up, Beeham Bay?
It's not Wednesday, my dudes.
Not what I expected, but I'm really happy with that.
What'd you expect me to do?
I don't know.
I've been planning this all day. I was like, I'll just do the intro tonight while we record.
And I expect you to come in like a WWE fighter.
Sunday.
That's the energy I needed tonight. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. How's everybody doing? I'm Hannah.
I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Raven.
Kelsey.
And we are the Beeham Bays. And by the time you're listening to this, we'll have had this podcast for a whole year.
Wow.
I also feel the need to point out that it's been a whole year because we sat down without masks in a very safe place in Birmingham and had some coffee and like just talked about this before the pandemic. Like, what is that even? It doesn't even feel real.
Yeah. Yet. Like, we recorded the first episode the first day we talked about it.
Oh, that's true.
Like, I showed you guys this fake logo that I made and I was like, if we ever had a podcast, this is what our logo should be. And I was like, but we don't have to. And y'all were like, why not? And I was like, okay. So I went and made the anchor page.
I think it's funny that like our anniversary kind of lines up with the pandemic. Yeah. Like earlier, but it's just so weird to me that it feels like millennia have passed.
We got 3 episodes before the pandemic, before we went into lockdown.
Right.
Technically, we got 2 episodes before, like, the pandemic got bad. But then we, like, got that one, like, right before everything shut down.
True.
Which is just wild. Who would have thought? I feel like we had such big plans of this in the beginning, and now we're all just kind of, like, goofing off and having a good time.
Listen, we've done enough. We have
We've done all that we needed to do.
Yes. We have.
I feel like we've had some fun, right, guys?
We have.
Well, this week, my cat jumped on me. This week, not only do you get one, but you get 2 episodes because we're hanging out this weekend. We get to all hang out in the same room again. But surprise, Shawnee, you get 2.
I think the next one will come out the week after. But they get one back to back instead of months apart.
It's a regular BOGO situation. Biatches.
Love BOGO.
BOGO reminds me of Payless shoes.
Yes.
For today's episode, we're going to keep it lighthearted and fun. And we're going to do BuzzFeed quizzes together. Because I think we've only done BuzzFeed quizzes like one time. And that was when we did something with our pets. I don't remember the exact quiz, but I do remember we were like answering them for our animals.
Yes, that was really fun. The pets episode.
Yeah, so now we're answering them as ourselves, as humans.
Are we human? Or are we dancers?
We're lizards.
Okay, QAnon, sit down.
In the morning, I make sure to put on my human skin.
That was the funniest TikTok I have seen in so long.
Oh, the one where he's a lizard?
Yes, and he's like,
"Well, go to the kitchen to make a fresh baby for breakfast."
Please help.
Oh my god. Okay, so, do we want to jump into doing the quizzes? Because I think mine was first.
Heck yes, yeah. We can go ahead and start that.
We love it. We love a classic Disney. So I did, mine is entitled Rate These Disney Princes and We'll Reveal Your Love Language.
Let's see if it's true. I'm excited.
We each have it on our phone and we're just going to do it the way we want to. And it literally goes from the worst neutral to the best. So that kind of sucks because you can't do like 1 to 10. But
oh, you have to just like drag the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the first is Aladdin.
Okay, I think can we clarify something first? Mm-hmm. Are we rating them based off of their personalities? Or are we rating them both based off of their looks or a combination of both?
All of it.
The whole package. Okay.
how they treated women in the movie, their upbringings,
their reaction to gender roles. Got it.
Okay. So I'm obviously saying Aladdin as the best. He's number one.
Yeah, I was about to say he's pretty good too. A real rags to riches story.
I'm going to give Aladdin, because I'm going to be a little harsh, I think. I'm going to give Aladdin somewhere in the middle of the neutral and the best. I'm not sliding it all the way.
I think that's what I'm going to do too, because I want to see these other princes. Right. I want to see the other princes before I just write him the best.
Yeah.
Disney prince, so he's going to be the best for me.
A little past neutral.
Understandable. Fine, hurt my feelings, all of you. Prince Eric is getting the worst for me. I'm kidding.
Okay, so, but when I was a kid, Prince Eric was my favorite, but now as an adult watching the movie, like, he's just perfectly fine with the fact that she doesn't speak to him.
Right.
Or express her opinions.
But I think you have to put it in the context of the time period, right?
No. Like,
no. But he's hot. Eric is hot.
He's hot enough.
And I appreciate. Go ahead, sorry.
Part of me feels like his hotness. My overpowered.
I appreciate that he's one of the only dark-haired princes. I mean, like Aladdin as well.
I would say Aladdin has dark hair.
Yeah.
White dark-haired, though. Like one of the only dark white-haired. Because
right. White dark-haired. Yeah, because usually if it's a white dude, they have like blonde hair, brown hair.
Yeah. Well, okay, fine. Prince Kevin.
We going to the best.
Yeah, we're going to the best. Immediately, you know, no questions asked.
I don't know. I feel like I might not really think that about his personality at the beginning of the movie, but the character development, the growth, the change.
I'm putting him right on the end of the best because he did very much, even though the guy was wrong for like taking his personality, he did very much mistreat his servant person for a long time. It was kind of like making fun of him. And I'm giving a couple points off of the best, but he's
working. Wait, Kelsey's still having technical difficulties this week, but what did you put for Prince Eric, Kelsey?
I put as the worst.
The worst.
Can you, that's a very strong opinion. Can you like elaborate?
Yeah, he's boring, vanilla Eric. Like, he doesn't do it for me. He didn't support Ariel in the slightest. He looked at her like she was crazy, and he was too much of a wuss to give her a kiss. I'm over it. Like, make a move, Eric.
Yeah.
You did it. That's great. Thank you. You have now persuaded me to move him a little bit further towards.
I also want him to go back down a little bit.
Yeah, mine's like two notches from the worst. I gave him the tiniest bit because I like to think he accepted her for who she was, even though she couldn't talk, but also that just got on my nerves.
Right.
I'm thinking of like, as a child, I loved Eric.
It is
what did you give
to grow up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hard.
What did you give Prince Naveen, Kelsey?
I was the slightest notch away from the best just because... Mm-hmm. He's got some issues. He's a spoiled brat, so that's where I'm at with that.
Can we also all agree that if Disney did a live action version of The Princess and the Frog?
Yes. Yes.
Do we all know who would play him? Are we all aware?
It's gotta be the Duke.
It's gotta be who?
The Duke.
Oh, yes.
Regé-Jean.
I think it has to be Regé-Jean Page. I think it has to be, if it ever happens.
Also, it was really weird watching him on SNL the other day in regular people clothes.
It was such a great episode, though, I thought.
It was so good. I was texting Kelsey the whole time.
Okay, so the next one is John Smith
in Pocahontas. Worst.
And I put him at the worst.
I am going to make some people mad here. I believe that John Smith is closer to the best.
Why?
The character development. Because he comes in a straight up colonizer, calling people savages, completely incorrect, wrong. And instead of having a masculine reaction where he goes, oh no, I'm right and you're wrong, he doesn't even listen. he instead processes and goes, oh, wait, these people are just like me. I should probably listen to them. And then, like,
ignorant,
straight up life at risk to prove this to people, given that Pocahontas did do like so much more of the work. Like, he didn't
so much more of the work.
But I'm gonna give him some grace for that.
Also, I just feel like he was ignorant and he didn't. What'd you say?
He has one of the best songs.
Mm.
Because I knew
I just feel like he was ignorant and didn't know any better because he lived in England his whole life.
I just can't give it to him. I just can't.
Okay.
Your argument made him be one notch away from the worst for me because I get it, but like, it's just one notch.
Inches.
I moved him more towards the worst because, like, still kind of bad, but I do agree with you very much. He's like real close to neutral.
There.
I think I got upset when I learned how old Pocahontas was in real life in middle school, and I can't let it go.
Oh.
14.
14. The whole story, because I mean, really, it's not John Smith, it's John Rolfe. Like, the whole story is really convoluted and not.
I looked at the next one.
Oh yeah, the next one is Flynn Rider Eugene.
The best.
Best.
Elizabeth, what?
Eugene Fitzherbert found the light. Elizabeth, what is the problem?
The way he looks on her in that boat is enough for me to send him to the best.
Can we all? You guys all like bad boys. Do I like bad boys? I just don't. It's not my gig. The whole villain being poor and
villain for that long.
If we're going through your logic though, with John Smith, he did the exact same thing as John Smith. He was the villain in the beginning. He was doing wrong. He was thieving. And then he ends up changing his ways, learning because he was raised incorrectly.
John Smith's actually worse because he's a colonizer. Flynn Rider was just trying to get money to like support himself.
I think it's the personality. I think it's the ego that Flynn Rider has at the beginning that makes me immediately go, oh, I'm not touching you. Like, no.
Oh, he's so fun.
Well, look at my dating record. Of course I'm attracted to Flynn Rider. He's the best.
Like that waiter from a year ago when we went to Jack Brown's. We told him he looked like Flynn Rider. It's okay.
Yikes. That's not the waiter I thought you were talking about, Hannah. Sorry.
What waiter did you think we were talking about?
The waiter from the Mexican place in not Birmingham.
I don't think I was there for that. I couldn't have been.
Oh, no. No. I know what you're talking about now. Never mind. Lee Shang!
Lee Shang!
Shang, I'm going to put him one notch away from the best.
I agree.
Yeah.
I want to put him at the best.
He has some very sexist tendencies that frustrated me. And what else was it? Oh, and he was also very clueless for way too long, and that just got on my nerves. Like, somebody shouldn't have to tell you that I'm amazing when I just saved your butt from dying and all of China. You should know. You shouldn't have had to have the emperor tell you to come get me.
Sorry. All of these men are just a product of their raising, and it makes me very sad.
Y'all keep making me switch my answers. What'd you give him, Kelsey?
In between neutral and the best. He's got room to grow.
Yeah.
I just love how supportive he is. Like, I mean, obviously, like, the whole movie is him being like, she's a man, and blah, blah, because that's what he thinks, and, like, that's how he was, again, raised. But I just feel like in the end, he's so supportive of Mulan. And in the second one?
You know what? No, the second one is why I'm pushing him down, actually. We're going to move
it. I actually haven't seen the second one in a long time. I don't remember what he does.
He was a little mean to her during the second one. Tried to pull rank type crap.
Oh, that's true.
That's okay.
Well, he's still up closer to the best for me. Maybe in between neutral and the best.
Elizabeth, what do you think?
I have him very close to the best, like one notch away from the best.
Cool.
I think that it's hard for me to rate these princes solely based on their actions because they're such one-dimensional characters, you know, like without the context of the princess. And so therefore the ones who I don't like the princess that much, I end up rating like worse. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense? I don't know.
Yeah.
The next one is. What? Did you rate him already, Raven? Is that what you just did? Well, I'm gonna let you say it. It's your quiz. Who is the next one?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's Prince Charming from Cinderella, and I really just don't.
The worst. He doesn't have a name. A man has no name.
Oh my god.
Also, I'm back with Kelsey. I feel like he's just vanilla. Like, I mean, he doesn't really have a story. All he does is find her shoe, and he's like, "Who does this belong to?" And then
no. There's a difference in being vanilla and doing literally anything.
Yeah.
I am cool with vanilla, like a nice French vanilla bean. Great.
Sure, sure.
I'm here for it. However, he does nothing, and that's not his fault.
He's a paper towel.
Whatever.
No, he's so boring. Also, it shouldn't take you. You shouldn't be in love with me, and you have to go to every single girl in the kingdom to try on a shoe. You should know. Yeah. It was me.
When she didn't even have a mask on, it was her hair was just up. Mm-hmm. Why'd you go to all the girls with red hair and black hair and brown hair? Like, she had blonde hair. All you have to do is find, like, how do you not know who she is?
All the blonde, 5'7", whatever the shoe was, and then look for her face. That was it.
Yeah. Kelsey, would you rate him the worst?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think that one needs to be explained. I mean, he's just not.
Mm-mm. He said he doesn't even have a name.
He doesn't.
Yeah. Three more. Prince Philip from Sleeping Beauty. I'm gonna stay neutral.
Who's he?
I also feel very neutral about him.
I'm putting him at neutral just because he fought a freaking dragon.
Oh, true.
He did. This is true.
I'll raise him up a little bit.
I swear to you guys, if Shrek is not on here, I'd be so mad.
Well, you're going to be mad. No,
it's not Disney.
Also, Prince Philip at the park is fine.
Noted.
You're right.
You know why she thinks right. that? Look at his eyebrows.
Yeah.
But tripping.
Right.
Oh, no. Mm. The Prince, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
The worst.
I'm just going to say it. In this picture specifically, he looks like a very nice lesbian returning from her cottage core adventure foraging.
Yeah, it's not a good picture. Also, he doesn't have a name either.
Yes, he does.
Explain why.
What's his name?
His name is Prince Ferdinand, but no, not a lot of people know that.
The prince. Disrespect on this man.
What did he do again?
His name.
He
walked up to Snow White and said,
and kissed her.
He pushed his stepmother, the witch, off a cliff. She died. He kissed her. Old girl wakes up, and that's it. And he looked like he'd be kissing her too because he's got on a nice pink lip.
Like a berry blush. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm going to give him a little bit above the worst because he did push his stepmom off a cliff and kill her. So,
yes.
He did what needed to be done.
Agreed. I think he pushed her. Either he pushed her or she slipped and fell. I can't remember. I haven't watched Snow White in many a moon.
It's been so long.
He like didn't try to help her. So like initially it was kind of the same thing.
Mm.
Last but not least, Prince Adam, the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can read into this however you would like to. I don't know. But I'm a lean away from neutral towards the best. We're definitely not going all the way there. We're not even going halfway there. But I'm going to take myself a little bit off neutral, again, for the character development. And I always appreciate a man who just broods.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put him a little bit towards the best for character development. But he's still closer to neutral.
I believe my cold stone is here. I'm going to run check it real quick.
Okay. I'm going to double check my answers and make sure that this is what I want to do.
Okay. I really quickly did closer to the best, like halfway between that and neutral, because at one point he fights off a whole pack of wolves for her and gets injured. Then he like sacrifices himself at the end. I mean, yeah, he turns back into a human. The only reason why I'm not giving him the best is because what he turns into as a human was not as hot as it was when he was the Beast. Is that his fault? No, mm-hmm. But I'm upset about it. Kelsey, what did you
the long hair was good for me.
I think I'm halfway, a little under halfway between neutral and the best for all of the things that you guys said as well.
Okay, I'm gonna move Aladdin closer to the best. I put Prince Eric in between neutral and the best.
Y'all, my result is not what I thought it was gonna be.
Go ahead,
read it. Is in between neutral and the best. Okay, all of mine are how I want. Yes, Kelsey, read yours.
Should we reveal what our actual like love language is versus the answer?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, so my actual love language is physical touch. But this one says receiving gifts, which is great. I love a gift, but I was like, oh, okay, cool. Chances are your love language is receiving gifts. You feel appreciated and loved when someone surprises you with a meaningful or thoughtful gift. Whenever you receive anything from someone you love, you cherish it because it means that they were thinking of you, which yes, of course. So that's what BuzzFeed told me.
Interesting. Because mine is receiving gifts, and that's what I got.
Wow.
I love small things. I even have right now, I went to go get a drink with Anna, and she folded up a straw paper into a flower, and it's in the back of my phone.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, yeah, we have to give Anna a shout out.
Oh, yeah, she's our number one fan, besides your friend, Shutterbug, little Shutterbug.
Besides Megan. Hello, Anna, Megan. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us. We're glad you're here.
So my love language, my real love language, is words of affirmation, but I got quality time, which is my second one. It says, chances are your love language is quality time. If there's anything you really appreciate, it's spending time with your loved ones. You feel the most loved when someone gives you their undivided attention without distractions, which is not false.
Aww.
Just not my most, like, my strongest one.
Yeah. I love that. Mine, I ended up getting the one that I think, I can't decide if I am gift, which I think I definitely am, but I think I'm also stuck between that and acts of service. Mm-hmm. And I got acts of service. Love so it says, chances are your love language is an act of service. You pay attention to action, so you really appreciate when someone does something thoughtful to show they care about you, whether it's cooking a meal, watering your plants, or even the smallest things, they mean a lot to you. So I agree. Also, my cold stone just arrived and they gave me 2 spoons and I don't know how to feel about that.
It's okay.
They always assume.
Also, we didn't point it out, but I scrolled back up and looked at this picture of Prince Charming and he looks so freaking bored. He looks dead inside.
Bless him.
That man is so useless. I don't know why.
Writing those Disney princes reminds me of when I worked at the Disney store. That's pretty much all we did. It was like, hot or not, Disney Prince Edition.
Who's hot and who's not?
I love that so much.
If we're rating them just off looks and not off of like the way they acted, a lot of mine would have been more towards the best.
If we're rating them just off looks, I think I still would have been pretty similar to what I was with. Mm-hmm. I do.
Same. Raven, same.
Yeah.
If it was just looks, Naveen would have been at best.
Oh, 100%. And a lot of my men. Well, whose quiz is next, from?
My quiz is next. And I'm so excited about this one because I've been watching WandaVision. And WandaVision made me want to go back and watch all of the Avengers movies in order. Mm-hmm. So I've watched now Captain America, the first Avenger, and Captain Marvel to like start off my journey of watching the Avengers.
Yeah.
And I also combined the other thing that I really, really love. So mine is, assemble your best Avengers team and we'll tell you which Jonas brother you're most like.
Did they make this for you?
I don't know, but I feel like they did.
Many questions are there's only 4 questions.
There's only
God, I hope yeah, but I it's get really Joe.
It's really short. I hope you get Joe too. Okay, so first it says choose the leader: Iron Man, Captain America, Star Lord, or Black Panther.
This is already impossible, and I'm
I know because I want to pick Captain America and the Black Panther.
it's easy for me because I have to go with my people.
I'm probably also going to pick Black Panther because I think that he is the strongest leader of them all.
I agree. Okay, well, I pick Black Panther as well.
Okay, well, I'm going to pick Captain America to be different because Chris, I mean, I love Chadwick Boseman, but yeah. Chris Evans also, like, just watching Captain America the other day, I was like, damn.
My second place would probably be Tony Stark.
Yeah,
just same. Because of the science. Like homeboy could do anything, so.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like Captain America, they're all brave, but. Choose your X Factor. The Hulk, Thor, Captain Marvel, or Drax the Destroyer. I'm picking Captain Marvel.
Oh, I love Drax so much. Because
she's a badass.
I was like, I think I'm picking Drax.
I'm picking Thor. Thor, and that's all I'm going to say on that.
I picked Thor as well, Elizabeth.
Roll Tide.
Thor the Hulk. Choose your special ops. Black Widow, Winter Soldier, Falcon, or Hawkeye?
Black Widow. All done.
I'm going to pick the Winter Soldier because I want him to be reunited with Steve.
I was going to say, I'm between Winter Soldier and Black Widow, so I don't know.
That's who my two choices were between two.
I'm probably going to go with Winter Soldier.
Ooh, this I like is
a spoiler, one. But when I watched Captain America the other day and Bucky dies, where you think he dies, I was so upset, but then I was like, wait, he has a TV show coming out, we're fine. Okay. Choose your brains. Shuri, Doctor Strange, Vision, or Mantis?
This is just not fair. This one is not fair.
Mm.
How am I supposed to choose between Shuri and Doctor Strange?
See, I'm wanting to pick between Shuri and Vision.
I did Shuri.
That's probably who I'm going to do here.
I haven't even seen WandaVision, but the only reason why I want to pick Vision is because they keep showing those clips of him looking directly at the camera. And I don't know what it's about, but I love it.
You need to watch it. Hannah, I did watch it. I haven't told you yet, but we're watching, and it is awesome.
It's so good.
I'm going to go with Doctor Strange just to be different, but in real life, I would probably choose Shuri.
Well, that's Shamwell. The next one's easy for me.
Who'd you pick in for the brains, Raven?
Shuri.
Okay. Choose your comic relief. Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Rocket Raccoon, or Loki? I'm picking Spider-Man. I'm not looking at my response yet.
I picked Ant-Man. Yeah.
I picked Loki.
I'm so excited about my answer. Who'd you pick?
I want Loki because if I have Thor, I might as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
Cool. So we're here together.
But also Thor and Rocket's like interactions are really great and funny too. But I'm really pleased with my answer.
I'm so glad that you are.
Did you get Joe? Kelsey, did you get Joe?
Yeah.
I got Kevin.
I wanted Kevin, but I did end up with King Nick, so that's fine.
At least everybody got one of the brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It says nothing about them. It just says who you are.
That's fine. Whatever.
I'm so happy. I was like, I'm not going to look, and then I looked, and I was like,
I kind of wish
that Kevin.
They just popped up, and Frankie was an option.
Thank you, Jonas. Yeah, that's my quiz. Thank you for playing. I'm so glad we all got...
I loved that. I enjoyed it greatly.
Fun people.
Hey, can I, Kelsey, you can go next if you want to, but can I go ahead and ask you guys which one I should choose so I can go ahead and get the link together and sent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it okay? Okay. I wanted to wait to do this on the podcast because they're both just so good. The first one is, what fan fiction cliche are you?
Ooh, that's fun.
we'll dive into that later. And then there's also the Degrassi boyfriend quiz. So who would your boyfriend be if you were in Degrassi? And has everybody here watched Degrassi?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody has. Okay. So which one should I do? Fan fiction or Degrassi?
Yeah, why not both?
what's our time? Are we super long?
We have time on this is our podcast.
Our last episode was an hour long.
Okay. Well, we can do both of them if you guys want to.
That was after editing.
And that's on what period?
Okay. I say, I mean, if you want to just do one, then I vote the fan fiction one because I like that one.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Let's do it. The only reason that I even put the Degrassi one on here is because this week I had a little breakdown and bought myself a Cameo.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I got Craig from Degrassi, Jake Epstein, to sing me a song.
I wish you could have heard my gasp just now.
It was the best thing. I'm going to be honest. I need to send it in the group chat, ladies.
Oh my God, I just choked on air.
I want to see it. You didn't send it to us.
I didn't send it to you. Do you want me to send it right? No, hang on. I'll send it.
I want to take the Degrassi boyfriend one too.
Okay. We'll send that one later. But do you guys want to do the fan fiction one right now, or Kelsey, do you want to go first?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm still shook by the fact that you got Craig to sing you a song. I'm so jelly.
Okay, hang on. Kelsey, why don't you just go first? Because I'm gonna pull this up and put it in the chat. It's gonna take me a second.
Okay. Tight. So my quiz is, which Meryl Streep character are you?
I also almost chose this one, so I'm so glad that you did.
Got it pulled up.
Okay, let me know when you guys are ready.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh my God, I'm going. Okay, I am prepared.
I'm also prepared.
All right, choose a job. Gardener, teacher, doctor, anything in fashion. Well, if you could guess my answer.
I'm also going to pick anything in fashion because out of these ones, that's the one I would want to do.
Gardener.
I feel like I'm also going to choose anything in fashion.
Raven, I love that yours is gardener. That's yours.
Yeah,
me too.
Made for you, truly.
Talking about outdoor plants. I don't know what I'm doing.
All right, choose a book. The Giver, The Little Dictionary of Fashion, Practical Magic, or Author in Chief. I'm choosing Practical Magic.
Me too, heck yeah.
Me as well.
Is that the book that the movie's based off of?
Yeah.
I'm going to pick that one too because I like the movie. It's better than The Giver.
So good.
Way better than The Giver.
It is.
Choose a movie, Avengers Endgame, Coco before Chanel, anything Disney, or The Skulls. What's The Skulls?
I don't know. We need to Google it. Hang on. Let me look it up.
I mean, I feel like we shouldn't choose it if we don't know what it is. But...
right. For
an educational moment.
Okay. The Skulls is a movie from 2002. There are three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Walker is in it.
Ooh, Danny.
The plot is based on some conspiracy theories.
Oh God, Elizabeth's got a movie to watch.
Surrounding yep. Yale University Skull and Bone Student Society. I'm so serious. I looked this up. Oh, well, if you guys need me for the next 3 days.
Elizabeth's going to choose that movie.
I am going to choose that one. Never seen it. Choosing it. Don't care.
I'll do anything Disney.
I'm also going to do anything Disney. Actually, no, I'm going to pick something different because I already have all the same answers as Kelsey currently. I'll pick Avengers Endgame, even though that movie makes me sad.
So sad. My mom just rewatched it recently.
Yeah, Christopher made my mom watch it. You know, she doesn't like watching movies, and she was so upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my quest to watch all the Avengers movies, I might skip Infinity War because that one makes me really sad too, and then also Endgame. Like, I might just not watch them and be like, I know what happens.
Yeah, you do. Well, okay. Okay. I picked in Disney as well.
Okay. Who would be your BFF? Rapunzel, Andrea Sachs, Fiona from The Giver, or Ike from A Series of Unfortunate Events? Which one's Ike?
Was that the brother?
I thought, hang on. Back to the Google.
Elizabeth with the Google.
I mean, I know my initial answer, but I would like to know who Ike is. I don't remember.
My answer is Rapunzel because I haven't watched A Series of Unfortunate Events.
I literally can't even find the character. That's weird.
I think Ike is he was the husband for the wife that lived on the hill. Is this making any sense to you?
A little. So I'm gonna go with Rapunzel.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go with Avery and Sax. Because she'd be fun to be friends with, I feel like.
Yeah.
The late husband of Josephine and Whistle.
I don't know.
Ike was only mentioned in two of the books, so no, we're not going to choose that today.
No. And I've never seen the series with Neil Patrick Harris. I watched the movie, though.
It's so good.
Have you read the books?
Mm-hmm.
I love the book. I'm just going to randomly pick Andrea from The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Choose a drink. Coffee, water, soda, other.
I'm going coffee.
Coffee.
Other.
All right. Just to be different, I'll go water. All right. Choose a song. Stay With Me by Meryl Streep. Vogue by Madonna. Look Away from A Series of Unfortunate Events. Or Ordinary Human by One Republic. Vogue, baby.
I'm also going to pick Vogue.
I have a feeling.
I'm going with Meryl.
I'm
going to pick one.
I just think it's...
They need attention.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it's so funny that One Republic's on there.
Well, also, like, I feel... anyways, I'll just keep going. How do you use to get around? Car, magic, my feet, flying.
Magic, duh.
I'll do flying.
What kind of magic? Like magic where you like tingle and you float? Magic where you levitate, teleport? Like, I want to.
Any and all. Yes.
You put magic, Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
And you put flying, Kelsey?
Yeah.
What'd you put, Raven?
Magic.
Okay, I'll put.
Please put my
car.
Feet.
I'll put my feet. I'll put my feet. I changed my answer.
Choose a food item: potatoes, soup, grilled cheese, meat.
This just says meat.
And I'm choosing it.
Choosing meat.
Yep.
I can't choose between. I'm stuck between potatoes and grilled cheese.
Potatoes are more versatile. They're the most versatile.
That's true. Like, I picked potatoes.
I feel like potatoes and grilled cheese is like our diet.
Literally.
I'm going to choose soup.
Also earlier, I don't know what this podcast sounds like when it's edited, but if you hear the walking little tap, 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 it's because Max is walking around because he can't pick a spot and lay down.
Any tap shoes?
His little tap. Sorry. He's getting.
I had to use my magic Crimson. Plug my Chromebook up.
What food item did you choose, Elizabeth?
I chose grilled cheese.
Oh, tight. Okay. What's your style? Uniform, formal, designer, or comfy?
Okay. Is this like
comfy.
What you want it to be? Sorry. Google's awake. Okay. Or is this like what it is currently?
I put what mine is currently between these four.
What'd you put?
Comfy, because I am in no way, shape, or form designer or formal or uniform.
I also put comfy.
I put formal.
Yeah.
Because it's not like formal, but like I like looking nice.
Mm-hmm. My answer is way too serious. Sorry, Kelsey, what did you get?
Oh, no, it's fine. I put designer because that's just what I hope one day. Even though I don't care about designer labels, I just like the way it looks.
Yeah.
I'm so I don't know how I got this answer.
I got disrespected, bottom line.
What did you guys get?
You go, Hannah.
I got Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada.
Wow.
Which Me I love
too. Her. You did too, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Raven,
do you want to read this?
Wait, do y'all want to read your thing?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to read the synopsis? Or the synopsis, the little thing that it says about her? Yeah, you can read it, Elizabeth.
Okay. Miranda Priestly didn't get to where she is in life by being easygoing. That's really ironic, because I feel like you and I both are
me and easygoing. You.
She rose to the top of the fashion world by driving for perfection, working tirelessly, and facing every challenge head on. You're just like her. Many say you're too demanding, but to you, that's the only way to be successful.
I'm so lazy. I'm so lazy. But I appreciate the compliment. I love The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
I love Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada. But I don't feel like that's me at all.
Relatable.
Who'd you guys get?
Chelsea, you want to get?
What?
You want to go?
Yeah, I got the witch from Into the Woods.
I did too!
Dang it, that's what I wanted!
Wait, but you have to hear the synopsis. It says, the witch, rather than being truly evil, simply distrusts people and the world in general. Like the witch, you try to shelter your loved ones from harm and you'll do anything to protect their feelings.
Amen, baby. Amen.
That's true.
Did they get flip-flopped?
I mean, I'm going to give it a yes because I am an 8 Enneagram, which is a protector. So I'm going to give it a correct. But it's so funny. It popped up.
I just don't like people.
That was a good one.
I like it.
I love Meryl.
Me too.
Okay. The witch is my favorite role she's played.
The witch is your favorite role?
Yes.
Ooh, there's just too many to choose and we don't have enough podcasts. Let's go on to the next one.
Okay, are you guys ready for mine?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I sent it in the group chat. It is, which fan fiction cliche are you?
I really do.
I like the sub headline that says, oh God, not the one about the good girl and the bad boy again.
Okay. Listen. So I don't know what has happened because when I was in middle school, like writing fan fiction was like a thing that you did as an artsy kid. Like that was like the thing that you were. And then it became just like supremely uncool for a long time. And now all these children are like, yeah, I write fan fiction. What of it? Come at me.
The fan fiction.
I wrote fan fiction.
Insane. Like, it's a
lot. Yeah. I mean, I just like that you find so many things, you know, there's just so much.
The amount of Jonas Brothers fan fiction I read as a child.
I know, right? Yeah.
That I probably shouldn't have been reading, but I was reading it anyway.
I was reading Degrassi fan fiction, which is a weird crossover between this and the other one that I almost chose. So I don't know. Weird. Nothing about Jake Epstein. So when he sent me that video, it was not weird.
I read like some bad stuff. Not bad, but like more intimate things when I was younger. But like I also was the kid that was like writing it and I was like, he lightly brushes her hair off his shoulder. He can like, now they're like, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Now it's literally the movie After.
I was never a child of fan fiction. Like, I didn't read it. I didn't write it. I didn't know what fan fiction was pretty much until I met Elizabeth.
I hate it. I love it.
Earlier in our text message, Kelsey texted us and she said, what's Wattpad? And Raven went, are you being serious?
I honestly disfigured because Kelsey had the heaviest emo phase of all of us.
Yeah.
You would know because a lot of my emo friends were like super into fan fiction and that was like my connection with them.
I don't think I was that version of emo. Like I was, you know, the 15-year-old hanging out with a bunch of 21-year-olds going to hardcore shows. Like
that's
the poetry writing kind of emo.
That's what I think is the difference, because you were that kind of emo. I was the poetry writing emo. Sometimes I am still the poetry writing emo. Like it happens. Okay. Anyway, are we all prepared for this?
I read the first question and some of the answers.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm so excited. Yes.
Wait. Give me just 1 second.
Yeah, you're fine. Take your time. No rush.
Oh, no. Is that my sister's brother?
Oh, God. I can't wait.
Is that the one you're laughing at?
Shh. Don't give me.
I'm ready.
Okay, so here's the question. It says, there's a new bad boy at school. What do you do? There's also no capital letters anywhere in this quiz, which makes me think it was made by like a seventh grader.
Hey, I text with no capital letters. It's become a part of my brand now. Do not drag me.
That's fair. It's just branding. Okay, so here are choices. Make it abundantly clear that I like him. Swoon, but never speak to him.
Yep.
Do I regret this choice?
Not what you think it is, but I thought it was that because of the person I am.
That's what I thought it was too. Okay.
Oh.
Oh my God, Elizabeth, me too.
I thought it was that, and then I was like, oh, okay.
I can't breathe. Okay. Can somebody else read this one out loud? Because I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. So the next question that we're laughing about is, it says, peg him in his leather jacket for bad news, but we didn't read the rest of the answer. Okay, the next one says, go.
The next one says, and it's written in like uppercase, lowercase letters, which is one of my favorite things to write. When I'm being sarcastic, and it says, oh no, is that my best friend's brother? Oh no, he's so hot. Then the next one says, try to befriend him. He's new. It's a nice gesture. And the last choice says, nothing. I'm gayly homosexual. He'd be ugly even if I was straight. So what are we doing, ladies?
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
So what perspective are we answering this?
What would you do?
Are we answering
like me as a 28-year-old?
Oh, let's do us as like middle schoolers or high schoolers? What do you guys want to do?
I was thinking like me in high school.
Okay, so like us in high school-ish.
Yes, and if that's the case, I'm swoon, but never speak to him.
I would peg him and his leather jacket for bad news.
Oh, Lord.
Although in high school, there was a bad boy that came to our school, and I thought he was so cute. And I did talk to him. Mm-hmm. And he really wasn't that much of a bad boy. He just looked like one.
Ah.
You know what? I'm going to switch my... I mean, I have to. Because high school Raven would not make it abundantly clear that I like him. Now Raven always does. But
high school us is very different than now us.
Yes.
I think high school me would try to befriend him. He's new. And it's, no, it's not. I was much more bold. I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
I think you were.
I've repressed my high school self. I don't know what she does anymore.
We don't know her.
Go over in therapy eventually. But like all of my only best friend, her brother is like 7 or 8 years younger. Okay, I'll just do try to befriend.
Love it.
Sorry, that was such a crisis.
No, that's fine. This is going to be a tough one because there's a lot of choices, I think. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready for the next one?
Wait, what Raven put?
Oh, I picked, it's my best friend's brother because I actually did try really hard to date my best friend's brother. He was so hot. It did not happen. But
go off, sister.
Loved him.
Okay, the next one says, how would you describe yourself? Normal, so very plain.
Party. Oh, I'm laughing at that.
Perfect. Shy, secretive, or a loner?
Normal, so very plain.
I don't know what I definitely was not a party person.
I chose normal, so very plain, but I really wish there was a but ugly choice because that's just what I was in high school, and that's what I
know. Okay, this is gonna sound egotistical, guys, but I don't think
you're perfect.
Yeah, this is my thing. I don't think I was plain because I did all the things.
Yeah,
but me
there's
too.
No choice between like there's no like busy. Like that's not a choice here.
Yeah.
Mm. So anyway.
Yeah, because I wasn't a loner. I'm not secretive. I never have been. I'm not shy. And I wasn't a party person in high school.
Normal. So very plain. Kelsey, what'd you pick?
I put party person.
Yeah.
Fair.
I'll put perfect for the same reason that you did, Elizabeth, just because I did so much.
I need like a middle
part of. I was not perfect, but I did like, I wish there was busy, like you said.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if I were to be cast in a typical high school movie, I would have been the girl everybody was like, oh, goody, goody, like whatever.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Okay. One Direction is filming a music video in your school. What do you do? Try to stay away. Trouble. Wait. Okay. There's typos too. Try to stay away from trouble, but it finds me. Let them know I'm their biggest fan and ask to be in the video. Nothing. They're rather overrated. Get excited, but there's nothing else. Get excited, but nothing else. Respect them and their space. Who? And make sure all my friends know.
There's no find Harry Styles and make out with him in the bathroom on this. And I'm very upset.
I'm going to say let them know I'm their biggest fan and ask to be in the video. Not because I was a giant One Direction fan, but like that's 100% me with anybody famous. I'm like, hey, we're going to be friends now.
You get it.
Put me in your video.
It's
what, Kelsey?
Oh, I was just saying that about Elizabeth, that it's true. We stood outside of the Tin Roof to meet Troy Sivan, and he was only 18 years old. And we're 23, 24.
And the high school kids that we taught color guard to were inside the bar while we were waiting outside the bar.
Be very correct, madam.
We also stood and waited for Hobo Johnson.
Yep.
We met him and it was
as adults for an adult.
That's different, yeah. I'm also gonna put let them know I'm their biggest fan and ask to be in the video because in high school my best friend Marcy was their biggest fan. And so I would have been with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have been like, let's go.
I put nothing there overrated because I 100% wanted to hate One Direction in high school. Like I would not listen to them. I didn't care. I don't want people to know if I listened to any of their songs.
Too cool.
No. One part of it was worldly music and I was super, super, super Christian.
Right.
The other part of it was when I finally did get into like the tiniest bit of emo music, I thought I was like doing something, you know? Like I was like, I can't listen to this anymore because I'm changed. Lemon only asking Alexandria. I'm like, it was a difference.
There.
Elizabeth, I have a question before you read the next question.
Okay.
Did you read these questions before you chose the quiz?
I didn't, no.
You didn't read the questions?
I didn't read the questions before I chose the quiz.
I need you to read the next question right now.
Kelsey, did we figure out what you said?
No, I put get excited, but nothing else. Respect them in their space.
That sounds very like you. All right, well, here's the next question.
Question.
You find out you're a vampire and your crush is a werewolf. What do you do?
Oh, God.
Can I answer that with a question just off the cuff?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, how does it always come back to vampires and werewolves? How?
We don't know.
It's as old as time, Kelsey. It is a tale as old as time. The first thing that I want to say is you do science. That's what you do. But
every episode we've talked about vampires.
Well, welcome to being friends with me.
All right, read the options.
Here are options. Accept that you can never be with them. It'd be too dangerous. Nothing can keep me from them. Pray that they would make the first step towards an answer. I'm too shy. Nothing. They're bad for me anyways. I don't even like them. ... Unless, I like that one a lot. Stay clear in all capital letters. Or try to work something out between the two of us.
I would try to work.
There's such silence. We're all thinking so hard.
I know.
that's what we care about the most. We're like,
like, we're ever going to be put in this situation.
Right.
Like, I haven't been thinking about this since I was 15 years old, you guys. What?
Did you say try to work something out, Raven?
Yeah.
That's probably what I'd put too, because I don't want to say nothing can keep me from them, because what if they don't like me?
I think I want to choose the nothing. They're bad for me anyway. I don't even like them. Unless...
Elizabeth, me too.
Just because it feels more like brooding, you know? And that was very much me in high school.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Here's the next one. Your best friend's brother is super attractive. What do you do? Subtly flirt with him. Crush on my best friend instead. I'm a flaming homo and she's gorgeous.
I don't know who wrote this.
I'm saying. Panic. She's my best friend, but he's hot. I wouldn't endanger my friendship by going after him. My best friend means more to me. Shoot my shot. Surely my best friend would understand, right? Or, I don't know, he seems kind of suspicious. Raven, I feel like this was made for you.
I put shoot my shot. Surely my best friend would understand. I was like in love with my best friend's brother in high school. And at one point I was at a sleepover and he got yelled at by his dad. So I convinced my best friend that, because he was sitting... He was sitting outside on their like fence thing, like with his head down all moody. And I convinced my best friend that we should write an interpretive dance and perform it for him so that he could feel better.
You straight up did the bird mating dance thing.
And I was hoping he would love me for it. And he thought it was funny. He said, haha, went inside and we never spoke again.
Oh my God. That must have been so traumatic for you. But also, I bet it was a really good interpretive dance.
It was a great one. It was good stuff. How about you guys?
I'm going to put subtly flirt with him.
I feel like...
me in high school?
Yeah.
I feel like I would also subtly flirt, but I wouldn't realize it was flirting. That would have been me in high school.
In high school, I wouldn't have realized it was flirting, but now I subtly right. flirt. I don't care. Like, if it's, like, a weird situation, I'm like,
yeah.
I see if they're going to subtly flirt back, and then I'm like, okay.
Here for it. So Kelsey, what you got?
I'm having a hard time because, like I said, my only friend's little brother was literally 7 to 8 years younger than us. So I just think I'm gonna put, I don't know, he seems kind of suspicious.
That is fair.
Very fair.
Okay. Next question.
I like this one.
No. You are wearing your fanciest attire and you've been kidnapped. What do you do? Actually, it just says, what do you? ?
What do you?
Okay.
I'm laughing so hard at that.
What do you? No, honey, the question is, who do you? Anyway.
Who do?
Try to negotiate with my captor. My kidnapper do be looking kind of cute, though. The scariest thing that's ever happened to me, and I should not have expectations to stay cool because I'm a, that's it.
You're I don't know what. Cut off.
Mine says a literal child.
Oh, yours does?
Yeah.
Mine does okay. as well.
Okay. My mobile must not be working the same way.
Mine cut off too.
Because I'm a literal child then. Stay calm and think of a way out. Find a way out. I'm 16, therefore I know everything. Or... This is the most exciting thing that's happened to me, a normally ordinary plain girl.
Sorry.
In high school, I feel like I would say, just bear with me. My kidnapper do be looking kind of cute, though.
I thought about that one, but I think I'm going to go towards try to negotiate with my captor.
That's what you would do now.
Well, that part of me hasn't changed.
Exactly.
I put find a way out. I'm 16, therefore I know everything. And it wasn't that I thought I knew everything. I just thought that God was going to protect me from literally anything and nothing would go wrong. So I probably would just chill and be like, we going to McDonald's? And then he would kill me.
Oh, yep.
I'm confused as to why the question says I'm in my fanciest attire. It doesn't say anything about and liking what I'm wearing.
It's just setting you up. It's painting the scene.
Well, I'm probably going to put the scariest thing that's ever happened to me, and I should not have expectations to stay cool because I'm a literal child.
That sounds like you. Yeah.
Hey, does y'all's answer start with the scariest thing that ever happened to me?
Yeah. What does yours start with?
Mine? Yeah. Panic, cry. This is the scariest thing that's ever happened to me, and I should not have expectations to stay cool because I'm a literal child.
Okay, that's even more. That's even more of my answer.
Thank you. That makes sense. Cry. BuzzFeed on my phone is like messing up.
Yeah, mine too.
All right, you guys ready for the last one?
Yes.
Here we go. What is your favorite cliche name? We're about to hurt somebody's feelings here. Emily. Riley.
We love Riley.
Love you. Harry, Asher, Brooke, or Ryder?
Ryder all day.
I think don't know what to say. I'm choosing Harry because Styles, obviously.
I'm gonna choose Emily because of my roommate in college.
Good choice.
Y'all, my answer. I'm so mad.
I'm so mad at my answer too.
I'm not surprised by mine.
Okay, Raven, go.
Mine is freaking, I like my best friend's brother.
Well, you did.
Says, I don't know what to do. She's my best friend, but I love him, even though he has spoken to me once and never wears a shirt.
Guys, this is bringing me so much joy.
Oh, God.
Okay. Who's next?
I can read mine. Mine says, popular boy admits he had a crush on the normal, average, ordinary girl he never speaks to. And then, like, the little part that's got the sentence under it says, an unrealistic tale. That's all I got. Rip.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, mine says, it's not even a cliche. I'm so mad because it just says One Direction fanfic.
That's it?
And then the text underneath it says, why, God, why? My least favorite. Yeah, me too.
Well, that could go in so many directions. You picked Harry because of Styles.
Yeah,
I did.
You get Harry, so there's that.
Your One Direction fanfic could be about how, like, he saw you in the crowd and, like,
could be.
Brought you up on stage, and he was like, I want that one, and then, like, you went to his bus in the back, and you made out.
There you go.
You've read this before, haven't you,
Anne? Yeah, but the Jonas Brothers.
Okay, Kelsey, what's yours?
All right, well, you know, to round it all out, ladies.
Oh, God.
Good girl falls for bad boy. It's a classic, sappy, definitely overdone, but hey, this is a cliche quiz.
If I could flip this bar, I would. I knew it.
Says the girl who takes a 22-year-old to her senior prom.
To be fair.
She want no good girl.
I was like, to be fair, Sheena actually did the same thing. She did.
Yeah, man. But he wore Toms and he had like slits cut into his hair and his side shave.
Wholesome. Very wholesome.
Oh, God.
Oh my God. That was delightful.
That was a funny one. I'm glad we did that one.
Can I tell you guys about another one that I found?
Yeah.
We don't have to take it, but I just want to share it with everybody. So
do you not want to do the other one that you got?
I think that would take so long. I'll send it to you guys afterwards.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I don't want this episode to be like 4 hours long because of me, but I do want to share with everybody this one. It is very beneficial to take, I think. You guys might have seen this. It says, this one question quiz will reveal whether you're qualified to be a U.S. senator. Did anybody see this one?
No.
Okay, let me read it to you.
Does it ask you? Okay, go.
It says that the little subtext says, warning, this quiz is apparently difficult for some. Mm-hmm. It says, if there's one thing we've learned in the past 24 hours, it's that being a U.S. senator means having to make some really tough choices sometimes. So, do you have what it takes to occupy a seat in the U.S. Senate? Mm-hmm. This one question will reveal the answer. Feel free to take all the time you need with it, and good luck. So here's the question. There's a major crisis in your state that has left millions of people without electricity, heat, and drinkable water. People are dying. What should you do? Are you guys ready for the questions or the answers? Okay. Number one, I should do something about the crisis. Or number two, I should go on a vacation to Cancun.
Okay.
I thought it was the most hard-hitting political piece that I've seen by BuzzFeed in many years.
I thought it was either going to be that question or the question of what are the three branches of government?
Looking at you, Tommy.
That would have been a good one, too.
The House, the Senate, and the President.
I mean, what do you even say?
Lordy.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, friends.
But yeah, that's our show. We don't have a Birmingham hang this week. We didn't talk about it beforehand, but no. I'm glad that we could celebrate our anniversary together and do something fun. I can't believe we've had this for a year. I know I already said that, but.
I know. So many BuzzFeed quizzes done.
Can our fake Birmingham be at y'all's old apartment where we did our first episode?
Oh, that closet! I wonder who lives there now.
Boys.
Do they?
Yeah, boys live there.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, me too.
That really hurt
They me. They don't understand and appreciate the closet the way we did.
That made me feel the way I felt when I found out that Trump had lived in the White House.
Yeah,
I'm glad that it's still banned, but I was like, oh, I wanted to be a guardhouse forever until the day I died.
Yeah, it hurts.
Well, anyway,
but, yeah, our Birmingham can be the closet. Aww.
Rest in peace, closet. And we'll have a different Birmingham on the next episode. I mean, it'll be like a Birmingham on tour kind of situation, but
yeah, that I don't know.
the ladies don't know where we're going.
What'd you say, Kelsey?
I just said, so we'll be in Birmingham?
No, I said it'll be on the road, kind of. Like a Birmingham on the road, kind of.
Elizabeth is surprising us this weekend with a late Galentine's Day trip.
I am.
I have y'all's gifts, like, on my table because I was working on them today. And literally, I'm the worst because my, love language is receiving and giving gifts. So I straight up like took a picture of it and I was so close to just being like, look at it.
I have them in my car.
Y'all still haven't come in yet, but I'm hoping they come in this weekend. Or this week, not this weekend.
Right. Well, ladies, right. It's about that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Goodbye.
Much love, dogs.
Okay, goodbye. Have a good week. Love you. Bye.
Bye.